The worst thing. Are you thinking about it right now? The worst thing? Maybe the worst thing you've ever seen? Maybe the worst thing you've ever done? We've all made mistakes, right? Most of us have made really big mistakes. Some of us have made even worse mistakes. And some of us maybe have made mistakes that we think are unforgivable. Well, God already forgave that. And I'm not saying that people who commit crimes shouldn't have to go to jail, or that people should try to do bad because God's going to forgive. I'm not saying that what we do doesn't matter. But I did say that God already forgave that, because that's what God does. It's not like an "Oh brother, where art thou" moment. You know the movie "Oh brother, where art thou," which is sort of like this contemporary retelling of Homer and the Iliad and the Odyssey. And actually, the main character, his name is Ulysses. He's Everett, but he's Ulysses Everett. I forgot his last name. Anyone remember? Ulysses Everett something. Well, anyway, he hooks up with these two, and there's one fellow named Delmar. And Delmar goes down to the river and gets baptized. It said the scene where the song "As I Went Down to the River to Pray" is playing. Here's kind of how it rolls out in the movie. It's Delmar says, "Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed. The preacher's done washed my sins away and my transgressions. It's the straight and narrow from here on out. And heaven's everlasting my reward. The preacher says all my sins is washed away, including that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over in Yazoo." And then Ulysses Everett says, "Oh, I thought you were innocent of those charges." "Well, I was lying." And the preacher says that sin's been washed away too. "Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on, boys, the water's fine." So Delmar was pretty sure that since he got baptized, that Piggly Wiggly he knocked over in Yazoo was just wiped clean. He didn't have to do anything, and he'd broken out of jail, and everything was going to be fine. So it's not one of those scenarios, you know. Delmar still had to answer to the law of the land, right? Being forgiven by God, it doesn't wipe out responsibility for our actions. Really, it doesn't. I mean, if you knock over a Piggly Wiggly in Yazoo, God forgives you. The store owner does not, right? God does forgive completely, though. Really, truly, completely. There's a story recounted by M. Scott Peck, the writer, the philosopher, the spiritual writer, in his kind of his third book in the series. This one was called "Further Along the Road Less Traveled: The Unending Journey Toward Spiritual Growth." It touches on God's complete forgiveness. Here's the story he recounts: is about a little Filipino girl who said she talked to Jesus. She saw Jesus. And the people in her village began to get very excited about this. They started talking about it. And word spread to some people in the neighboring villages. And other people got excited about it. And finally, word reached the bishop's palace in Manila. Not Manila, Cuba, but Manila in the Philippines. And the bishop became somewhat concerned because, after all, you can't have any unauthorized saints walking around in the Catholic Church. So he appointed a Monsignor to go investigate the case. This is really, I mean, this is something that is a real happening. It's not one of those stories that just goes around. This is a case of something that did happen, at least the story of it. So the little girl was brought to the bishop's palace for a series of psychotheological tests. And the little girl was brought to the bishop's palace at the end of that. And the Monsignor threw up his hands and says, "I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know whether you're real or not." He couldn't figure out from all the tests and all the questions. "But there is one acid test," the Monsignor said. "The next time you talk to Jesus, I want you to ask him what I confessed at my last confession. Would you do that?" And the little girl, of course, said, "Yes, I'll do that, no problem." So he went away and came back for her interview. When she came back for her interview the next week, the Monsignor, with barely disguised eagerness, asked her, "So, my dear,
Did you talk to Jesus again this past week?
She said, yes, Father, I did.
And when you talked to Jesus this past week, do you remember to ask him what I confessed at my last confession?
Yes, Father, I did.
Well, when you asked Jesus what I confessed at my last confession, what did Jesus say? And the little girl answered,
he said he's forgotten.
God forgives completely. The worst thing you've ever done, God has already forgiven that. God has already forgotten that.
And I know that what we do and how we act, how we treat others matters.
It does matter. That whole phrase of sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me isn't true. Because what we say matters, and how we act towards people, and when we have opportunities to help and we don't, it matters.
But there is nothing that we can ever do that God does not forgive.
And then there's still that thought, so should we just do stupid things and commit crimes and knock down people in communities we don't like or agree with? Should we just do anything we want, no matter how we feel, because we can and because God will forgive us?
No. Just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Err on the side of loving God and loving others. Err on the side of not telling others what they can or can't do, but having the wisdom to know that God calls us to show love for God and for everyone. Err on the side of doing what we can do.
See, Jesus has the utmost patience with you. And God has unending mercy toward you. One of a fellow that I've known in my life, he died about 7 years ago. His name was Mike Iaconelli, and I've brought him up in sermons before. But he had a group of friends that would get together, and they called themselves the Notorious Sinners because they knew that they got it wrong all the time. That they also knew that God was with them and God forgave them and God was working through them. Just like in Paul's case where he says, I did all this awful stuff and God still used me. As a matter of fact, he used me in some ways because of all this awful stuff. I was transformed and God is able to use me.
Well, Mike Iaconelli, with his band of brothers, the Notorious Sinners, used to get together for retreats and they'd smoke cigars and kind of talk about all the bad things they'd done, not to brag about them, but to be accountable to one another and to say, what are we going to do? How are we going to do better? Knowing full well that God forgave them. Mike wrote a couple of books. One of them, I want to show you, it's called Messy Spirituality. Great book to read. It was published probably in 2001 or 2002. On the back cover, it says, I guess I'm not a very good Christian. I don't pray enough. I don't read my Bible enough. I don't share my faith enough. I don't love God enough. I'm not committed enough. I'm not spiritual enough. And it says, this book is for you. Messy Spirituality. God's annoying love for imperfect people. Raise your hand if you're an imperfect person. Raise your hand if God's love annoys you. No, see? We can raise our hand if we say that God's love for all those other imperfect people annoys us, right? But God's love for us, I don't think that it can annoy us, right? We can feel unworthy. We can feel like that shouldn't happen. But God always loves us. God always forgives us. I want you to listen once again to the reading from 1 Timothy 1:12 through 17. I'm going to read it from the Message paraphrase. It puts the Message always puts this, not a twist, it just makes it really come alive. It's got this gutty feeling to it. Here's what it says. I'm so grateful to Christ Jesus for making me adequate to do this work. He went out on a limb, you know, entrusting me with this ministry. The only credentials I brought to it were invective and witch hunts and arrogance. But I was treated mercifully because I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know who I was doing it against. Grace mixed with faith and love poured over me and into me. And all because of Jesus. Here's a word you can take to heart and depend on. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. I'm proof. Public sinner number one.
of someone who could never have made it apart from sheer mercy. And now he shows me off. Evidence of his endless patience to those who are right on the edge of trusting him forever. So, do you think that you should be the poster child for bad decisions? Maybe all of us could be. Do you think that you're an example, a great example of doing it wrong? If we open up the dictionary and it says doing it wrong, is there a picture of you? You know? I know that I am. I've done it wrong far more times than I've done it right, I'm sure. We all do it wrong all the time. Can we acknowledge that God forgives us for all the awful things that we do? Because God already has. Can we get past the worst thing that we've ever done to serving God? I hope that we can, because God already has. And let's pray. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness, for your grace, for your unending patience and mercy. Help us, as we are notorious sinners, to follow your way, to know that through all of our imperfection that you use us, that you love us, that you call us to love you and to love others. In Jesus' name, amen.